right, Aaron Rodgers has got some free time now because he's not preparing for the Super Bowl. So he did his girlfriend's podcast, Danica Patrick, racer, superstar. She has a podcast on YouTube, and it's called Pretty Intense. And he revealed that he's having trouble connecting with his religious community when he was a child. And he said most people just went to church because they had to, not really because they thought about it. Mm. And he's starting to kind of question what he was taught as a child. Like most people do, they kind of have, you know, kind of that challenging stage where they just want to not really believe what was told. They get their grown on or whatever. Well, he said, I don't know how you could believe, this is his quote, I don't know how you could believe in a God who wants to condemn most of the planet to some fiery hell. Mm. What type of loving, sensitive, omnipresent, omnipotent being wants to condemn his beautiful creation to a fiery hell at the end of all this? It was an intimate conversation, but his family has chimed in because they are devout Christians, and they said that they have no idea where this is coming from. They're dismayed by his comments because they are very dedicated to their Christian faith. To them, his comments are basically a slap in the face of the fundamentals, who they are. Now, he's estranged from his family, so maybe that's made him even go even further. Now, he was telling Danica Patrick because he's like, I don't know how you could believe that based off of, he's like, I know the stories.
Yes.
I've learned them as a kid, but you kind of just had to go because that's where we lived. Everybody went on Sunday. Afterwards, everybody went to go play football.
Yes.
Like, that's our thing. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to figure out is, can you love the same if a person does that kind of switch up? Does it matter that much? Now, on some sides, people treat it differently. Other people think, hey, you got to be rowing the same kind of way to be together. So if you are together with somebody, and you know how mom says, hey, like you said, mom says, we eating vegan now.
Right.
Everybody in the household is now eating vegan because mom is controlling the food.
Took a turn.
If one of the members of the family says, okay, now, you know, we questioning things and mama don't agree, does that rock? Does it rock the house?
You need to continuously, if you're going to have your opinion like that and you're in a loving, committed relationship, especially with family members, you can have that opinion. You can totally be different, but you got to remember to be respectful and tactful, because what he did say, he can believe, but it was very harsh. It sounded rude, and it's hard to explain that or have anybody listen to you when you come off that way.
I've kind of gone through this with my family because both my father and mother are very devout Catholics. They go to church every single week. And I myself, I'm more agnostic these days. And at one point, there was a riff because I think a lot of the onus was on me because I would almost be like argumentative. Right. I would start the conversation and kind of sounded like what Aaron Rodgers, like, oh, I can't believe that you actually think this is true.
Right. Most pompous guys like that are.
Right. You know? And, you know, taking a step back from it, like, okay, don't let that be the forefront, the topic starter every time.
Or don't hurt, like, because your mom lives it.
Yeah.
Loves it and loves you. Every stab you make at that is like, David.
Yeah.
Like, do you have to do that?
Like, do you have to do this? I cooked for you.
Right. And I've now gotten to the point where I do a lot of tongue biting. Because my mom is like, she can't have a conversation without thrusting God in it.
Right. Yeah, Even when she's driving around like a
My mama does too. Yeah. But hey, the older they get, let me tell you.
There's more God.
Yeah. It's a lot of God coming. You bite your tongue.
Yeah.
But can you stay, ladies, if you're out there listening, and you are this good Christian woman who wants everything to be right, and your man takes an Aaron Rodgers turn and just said, I'm starting to question stuff.
Ooh.
Does that scare you? Like, it's like, does everybody move with the questioning? Or can you stay as committed and loving as into it with somebody who is now trying to find a new way?
Right. Let Danica Patrick crash in her race car. She going to be looking at Aaron Rodgers like, it was you.
I was going to pray, but then I was like, I know he ain't going to listen because I sleep with you. Like, you know, how does it go? 888-429-0941. Let's see. We got Mo on the line. Hey, Mo, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to chime in because in my relationship, I am the spiritual person, not religious. I grew up Southern Baptist. If you know anything about that, it's very extreme.
Yes, it is.
And as I got the education behind history of, you know, religion and understanding the colonialism and the patriarchy behind it, I have since shifted to a more spiritual mindset. But as that goes for like my relationship and the relationship with my family members, I think it's important to have that mutual respect of a person and that autonomy of allowing a person to worship whatever being that it may be. The part that gets me is when I have the friends or the family members that know my spiritual preferences that will constantly remind me or try to get me to go to religious functions.
Oh, yeah. Functions.
They're trying to pull you back in.
She lost.
It's annoying.
She lost. It's my job to try and get you back on the right trail.
Straight from the flock.
That's a boundary issue. If we talk about boundaries in a relationship, that's very much a boundary issue, especially if you've expressed to that person that that's not your interest. And I think it really just comes down to letting people be. If someone finds hope or, you know, faith in a spiritual being, whether it's Buddha or God or whoever it may be, let that person have it, because ultimately at the end of the day, like, science has shown that spirituality and connectedness to community makes you live longer. So just allowing people to be themselves, I think, is where it comes. And as far as Aaron, I'm actually kind of glad that he did that, because I honestly think that a lot of people will try to shove their opinions down your throat, try to reconvert you or reengage you, rather than just taking the person as they are.
Right, and that's a good point. I appreciate that, because, I mean, you might as well let people live, you know, unless they, I mean, like I said, like Mama says, she vegan, everybody vegan. Mm-hmm. So, like, you force it on
they
people.
They try it.
Yeah. So goes me, so goes the household. Usually it's how Mama does.
Mama
do keto, we all do it keto.
But you know that doesn't really last that long.
Because mamas tend to go with the next thing that showed on Good Morning America or Oprah.
Yeah.
So they'll go for that next.
Right.
And then
Weight
next
Watchers.
Thing you know, guess what? We all pay Leo.
Right. Until Mo brings up colonialism and you're like, oh, okay, all right, you got it.
Now we colonialists. All right, wait, Isabel is on the phone. Hey, Isabel, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, it says Isabel agrees. Tell me what you agree with.
Okay. I think what he's trying to say is that the God he believes in is not so angry, is not so hateful and mad at the world. Because technically, if you were raised in a Catholic church, which I was, God is mad at me all the time. So what he's trying to say is, how can you believe that he's mad all the time, that he's not more loving? Because you kind of get two gods when you read the Bible.
But isn't that kind of interpretive, though? I mean, yes. I don't want to go too deep, but it's like some people interpret it as, you know, God is a very jealous God. He loves glory. It's like, but it doesn't mean him a mad, a bad person. It's just honor me, respect me. Don't praise other things. Don't praise, you know, the material stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give that the shine. Give me the glory. I'll give you the glory. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems interpretive. Like, I was in Catholic school for 10 years, and I never thought that he was mad at me.
Either.
I just thought
me either.
That, okay, there was some rules to this, you know?
It's how you understand it as a person or as a Christian.
Right, Isabel?
That's true. Yes, but all those rules kind of like, technically, we are all constantly breaking up the rules.
Right.
If you wear a tattoo, you just broke a rule.
Right.
Or you have a tattoo, my bad. If you drink, you broke a rule. So I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is saying. Like, maybe he's not as mad or as strict as we've been taught he is.
Okay, so maybe he believes in, but he's
It makes sense. It makes sense. I appreciate you. I mean, and you know what's funny is, like, it's the same way with when I learned about Jehovah's Witnesses, and there's like a specific number that they believe is going to get into heaven.
Right.
And I'm like, but they still knocking on people's doors and stuff. I'm like, why would you keep inviting people? If you're telling me the big ship that's going to save our lives can only fit 144,000 people, and I know that it's more than 144,000 people showing up at the dock.
Uh-huh.
Not inviting more people.
We quit. We're not taking
any
more people.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, just as specifics, the more you learn, the more questions pop up. Because I'm like, why are y'all still inviting people?
Well, it can really destroy a relationship, too, because I don't know how religious Patrick, what's her name?
Danica Patrick.
I don't know how.
I think if you race cars, you pretty much are praying.
Yeah, you got to.
You would think so. But I mean, this could really, it can end relationships. So I know a lot of people don't take religion as seriously. Like, oh, we'll talk about it later, but I really feel like you should before you get too serious with somebody.
But I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, now religion is different because everything is different. Everything we talk about comes back to technology, comes back to information,
more casual,
comes back to us being able to Google stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you Google stuff, you find yourself into a wormhole because you find all kind of extra stories, and now it gets convoluted, and now you don't know what the hell you learned, but you do. You got more questions.
Yeah.
So it gives you more questions than answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got people out there who believe that, you know, hey, we have to be united in front of God when we get married, and then you have somebody learn a new way.
Yeah.
One person stuck in their tradition. They do like their mama did, like their grandmama did, like they've always done. And one person on the other side is starting to evolve because you've met new people mm-hmm. or had new experiences or read a new book or something. So how much leeway do you give that person to stray? Or do you now have to ride herd and say, this family is this. Don't you be, you know, can you love that person and let them find their way is the question. Because I always point to that unequally yoked thing that they talk about. Like,
yeah.
You got to be on the same accord to be together under the Christian realm, but they might be flipping to something
else. But
aren't
you allowed to question? You're allowed to question who you are as a person in your faith.
Are you allowed to?
Can the head of the household make those decisions for everybody in that household?
Well,
I thought that the head of the household was allowed to. I remember I said this on the air and all the women got mad at me because I was like, the head of the household gets to put the vote card out in the lawn. Remember that sign that mm-hmm. says this household is voting for, you know, the sheriff so-and-so, this president or whatever. And they were like, no, you don't get to make that decision. And I was like, what do you mean? If you head of the household, we voting Perot.
Right.
You know, we putting this out here. She's like, and I'll put my sign right next to it, and we voting McCain.
Right.
Like, you know, like, wait, what? Like, so I believe that the head of the household gets to make that decision, but a lot of people don't agree.
Typically, women are the ones that pick the religion, at least for their children in the household, though if they're going to.
What?
Yeah, though that's, I believe that's what it also says in the Bible.
No, I don't think it says that. I know it don't say that in the Bible.
No, I'm serious.
And I can see Danica Patrick being really tight about this because what she does for a living is extremely dangerous. And in her mind, she could be like, this faith, this religion protects me. It's kept me safe.
I'm going at 100,
my whole
200
career.
Miles an hour around this circle.
And you want to talk about colonialism.
Well, I mean, God got me. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, you don't want to test it.
We got a text in and says, without religion, good people would do good things and bad people would do bad things. It takes religion to get good people to do bad things.
I don't know about all that.
That's an opinion.
I mean, a lot of things are done in the name of religion that aren't necessarily right
mm-hmm.
because people, I mean, wars have been started and stuff because of people's
religion.
interpretive direction of religion.
People convert all the time, though, especially when they're getting married, whether you turn Jewish. We got another text. My mom switched to Methodist from Baptist when she married my dad.
Do you think these two can last? Can they work through this?
I absolutely. I think nowadays I told somebody this the other day, the world is smaller now because of the technological advances that we got now. Their kids now on watching the people on TikTok in Australia, and they were, but when we didn't know what the hell Australia was. We thought it was upside down because it was down under, you know, when I was in school. So I'm saying it's just a different thing. Now the world is a lot smaller, so people are open to other people, a little bit more accommodating to other people's beliefs than just knowing the people on your block.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you knew everybody on your block and wasn't nobody else but Catholic, you knew the Catholic way. The folks that jump in the water for the Greek, the Episcopal.
Oh, yeah. That water's cold, too.
Water's cold. And there's a lot of people who look up every day, every year when they do it, and they're like,
right.
Not today.
But tell the kid that got the cross that he ain't going to be blessed for the whole year.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you crazy?
And
you know
saved.
What I just did?
I know.
He believes it. So mm-hmm. I'm saying you got your belief patterns you got to rock with. That's crazy.
I just remember it really ruined a relationship of mine. And I really cared for somebody. And after we dated for over a year, he was suddenly Southern Baptist, and we had that caller explain how crazy, I don't want to be disrespectful, but it just leans to one side a little bit more, and he was so disrespectful to my religion, and I'm Catholic, it just couldn't work out.
I'm telling you, when my girlfriend in college, when we got engaged, and she got, like, she was, her dad was a pastor, so she was always religious. But when she got saved,
yeah,
like saved,
she's like falling down and all
like,
that, getting the spirit.
Oh my God.
Are you speaking tongues?
And you said, you're sitting there at church with her, and you realizing y'all went out last night, you know, and hung out. You know, you spent the night last night, Saturday night at her house. So Sunday morning, you in church,
yeah,
and you seeing her crying extra hard, and you're like, oh Jesus. Hey, no, you ain't getting none for long. Oh, and then, and she's crying and she falls down and she's like, oh, and she's at the altar and she's all this, like, I mean, like,
oh, oh my goodness.
All down the altar, and they're like, you know, you did something this weekend that you wasn't supposed to do. And she's like, oh, no. And I'm like, oh my God, you about to mess this up. And she was gone.
If you're
she was gone.
Extreme,
it was like that relationship was over.
That's not attractive, though.
But I mean, we would like minded Saturday night.
Yeah.
Like, too
Sunday,
much.
Sunday morning, that sermon got on her, and I was like, oh, this relationship's a wrap.
We got a text out the 334. It says, my husband switches up on me all the time. One minute, he's all Islam. The next minute, he's Christian. The next minute, he's like, I just believe in God. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm like, believe what you believe. I still love you.
There you go.
I believe everything.
I still love you. Meredith, I am putting this up on our IG right now because somebody just sent this to me.
Okay.
Because you said the mama gets to decide. And I was like, no,
I
don't think that.
If she gives birth in the marriage, usually she's the one that determines the religion for the children.
I'm going to tag Dobby on this, too. This might be the only religious thing Dobby get tagged on.
There are over 4,300 religions in the world.
Are you serious?
Right. Yeah. So how do you know if you picked the right one?
How do you know if you picked the right one? I mean, that's a real thing.
Better get the right God.
This right here speaks to, it says, there's an umbrella that says Christ, and under that umbrella, there's a smaller umbrella, and it says husband, and under it, it says protects the family, leads the family, provides for the family, and under that is a smaller umbrella that says wife, and wife is comfort, teach, nurture. That's under her umbrella, and then under her umbrella is children, love parents, obey parents.
Yeah.
Biblical order of the family. Somebody just sent
that's
me.
From sexist memes.
Sexistmemes.com.
2,000 years ago.
That's right. You can get a burlap bag and a brick.
Orlando and the Freak Show.
Go on our Instagram story right now, Orlando and the Freak Show, and you'll see what I just posted up, and you can comment your little surly response.
Women doing all that driving.
Won't you do it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.